Exercise 9. When we discuss knowledge, we often focus on theoretical knowledge of the head and overlook practical knowledge of the hand. Indeed, there seems to be something of a prejudice against the latter. For example, the abstract knowledge of the scientist is generally held in higher esteem than the practical knowledge of the car mechanic or the craftsman. This prejudice may derive from the widespread assumption that our capacity for reason is what distinguishes us from the rest of the animal kingdom. However, it could be argued that our ability to manipulate things is just as unique, and that the hand with its opposable thumb is as good a symbol of human intelligence as the head with its bulging cranium. There is a sense in which know-how is prior to, and more fundamental than, know that. After all, we need basic skills, such as the ability to speak and the ability to manipulate objects, before we can acquire any kind of knowledge.